completely and utterly belong to you. I love how safe I can feel with you, how protected I can be vulnerable, and it's alright. I know that you are there for me, and I am. Trust you, and I will do things for you that I would never do for anyone else. It's embarrassing, but it turns me on how fragile and small I feel next to you. I love it when you come up behind. While we're out with friends and I'm talking to someone else, you will lean in, one arm around my waist, and I can feel you press against me, the warmth of your skin, and that short reminder that I am here. That I need it, but I like it. I like showing it to others a bit. That I belong to you. That you have a right to claim me. To touch me and to hold me close against you. I guess it's pride of being with you in a way. Maybe also a bit of arrogance. I like you showing everyone else that you can have me when they cannot. I guess that's vain. But I enjoy the jealous looks we get. On other occasions, when it's a bit more crowded, a bit later in the evening, everyone is getting a bit drunker, you will check in with me a bit longer, press me against your body a bit tighter. I can feel your heart beat against my shoulders. I can feel how hard your body is against. I can smell your scent, feel your hot breaths in my ear. I feel encapsulated by you, and it feels so amazing being surrounded by you, while everyone can see that I'm you. Do you enjoy showing me off a bit? Do you like the glances I get in my fancy dress? Do you have the same thoughts that I have? I wonder if our friends ever think about us having sex. My girlfriends, thank you hard. I know they would change places with me if they got the chance. They ask me, what you are like in bed, whether you are dominant or not, if you have a nice cock, and I just slightly smile. And say that our sex life is amazing, but I don't want to give any details. Are your friends? friends asking you about me too. Are you ever tempted to show them any of the sexy pictures I send you? Or one of the pictures you have taken of me while you fuck me? Or afterwards, when I'm lying on the bed, completely wrecked? Are you ever tempted to show them you can do with me whatever you want? Then you can show me off if you like. Because you own me, you can do what you please. Somehow, that thought is pretty hard to me sometimes. And I don't know what you are thinking about right now, but you definitely seem to be in a similar mood. While you press my body into yours, I can feel your cock getting harder. I can feel your grip getting tighter. You close your fingers around one of my wrists. Remember how we once measured it out for fun, and my wrists had the same circumference as your cock. And you begin to inch me forward with your body, steering me into one of the rooms that are not used for the party. I'm sure we should not go into, but I can feel your lips brush against my ear, and I hear you say how hot I am, and how much you want me right now, so how could I possibly resist? And carefully biting my neck, breathing hard into my ear. We both want this, and I stick out my ass a bit into you, into your cock that is so hard. Feel it against your trousers and my dress, and I wriggle against it. You take a step back. Oh, I love that anticipation of you being behind me, having everything under control, knowing what you want. But I don't know yet, and my mind wanders into 100 different directions while I wait for you to tell me or show me what we will do. Oh, the delicious things we can do together. And I hear you open your belt and the zip of your pants. I think I have become conditioned to associate these sounds with very good things, because I cannot prevent a moan escaping my lips. should have worn some stockings and some panties you could slide to the side. But I am wearing tights. And I reached to my hips to slide them down. But you seem to have other things in mind. All I wince as you tear a hole into them. Slide your fingers between my pussy through the hole you have created. You can feel the wetness, the anticipation. You can probably feel my muscles clenching on your fingers as I am impatient for your cock inside of me. So you come up again, growl into my ear as you thrust into me. We don't need anything else. We are both horny enough to just start moving together to fuck into each other. My ass slapping against your hips. Your hand and my hair pulling my head back to you, creating an arch throughout my whole body. Even though I am still standing on my own feet, it feels like you are holding me up. I like that tight hole getting filled by you. It's the center of my being, and it feels so fucking good. And to be honest, the thought of our friends only being a few inches away makes it even harder. Sometimes, maybe they have seen us sneak away behind this door. Maybe they hear some sounds, some moans, some banging from the other side of the door, and they will know. Oh, then you get to fuck me. Against the door in this dark room. Oh, while I'm desperately trying to stifle my moans. Oh, and it's so incredibly hot to hear you trying to be quiet, but failing. Faint moans and grunts escaping you as you thrust into me harder and deeper and faster. Tomorrow, matching your fingers, I bruise easily. I know you will feel bad for them, but I like them. They mark me as yours. Oh, and right now, you're about to come inside of me. It drives me wild to feel you getting closer to, I guess, to know that you will fill my pussy with your cum, and you will come for me inside of me. Oh, I love it. Oh, and I start to beg for it quietly. Please come for me now. Come with me. Oh, I love to come inside of me. Oh, being fed by you. Oh, barely to regain my balance and hold me a bit longer. And as we go out, I can feel your calm dripping down my thighs. And I know that I belong to you. Utterly.